thank all of you for such a great overview of some of the missions and ministries that we are doing, but some of the ones that we have yet to do. There's quite a bit to do. And at those meetings that we had, I had to tell exactly what I was doing in those areas and what I have done for my pastor's reports and things, and what the church is doing, what they have done, and the church is doing a great deal. We are making a difference in this community, but we need to remember that, as Donna says and as Miss Billy says and all of you know, it doesn't stop whenever we've done something good. We don't need to continue to say, well, look how well I've done. We continue to need to serve and give and do and be until we are here no more. And also out of that meeting, I was told by them that, guess what? We want to hear the time of worship to be longer than it is. So guess what? We're going to do it today. It's not going to be horribly long, but it's going to be a part of it, because today is Transfiguration Sunday. It is the Sunday where Jesus went up upon Mount Tabor and he took those disciples with him, Peter, James, and John, and to see Elijah and Moses standing there, and he turned, he transformed in front of them. He became dazzling white in their presence. So we're going to see what that is like this morning from Mark's Gospel, the 9th chapter, begin in verse 2 through verse 9. It says, 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John to the top of a mountain. No one else was there, and as the men watched, Jesus' appearance changed, and his clothing became dazzling white, far whiter than any earthly process ever could have made it. Then Elijah and Moses appeared and began talking with Jesus right there. Teacher, this is wonderful, Peter exclaimed. We will make 3 shrines, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Because he didn't really know what to say, for they were already very terribly afraid. Then a cloud came over them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Suddenly they looked around, and Moses and Elijah were gone, and only Jesus was left with them. And as they descended the mountainside, he told them not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. This is the Word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O great and mighty God, what an honor it is this day to be with such amazing people. I thank you, Lord, for this church, for this community. I thank you, Lord, for what you've allowed us to be a part of, what we see around us, what we're able to do. But also, Lord, to reach out from this community to other churches and other communities and other districts within our conference, because we are a connection, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for that we can all come together and serve. And we can help someone else across the way. We can do things. We are a part of things in so many ways. And we just ask you, Lord, to continue to open up ways for us to serve you and to see you. Lord, now as we have these moments together, as we have this dazzling moment where your life was changed, where our lives were changed, where Peter, James, and John began finally to see in a different way, where we as your children are transformed right before your very eyes. We see it happening in the lives of the children, in adults, and in people around us. We see it when we are a part of your business. So, Lord, right now, allow my words to be pleasing in your sight, for it's in your name I pray. Amen.